Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Like, say I want to see what you're doing and who you're hanging with, and you're not posting about it on your story. I can just stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. You do that?
No, I don't do that. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages and keep it between friends, and then use that money to buy something at a store with Apple Pay.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Maybe.
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu.
Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood.
Now we're talking.
Hi, I'm Kate Berlant.
I'm Jacqueline Novak.
And this is Poog, an ongoing conversation about wellness between two obsessive friends.
Two untamable intellects.
This is our hobby.
This is our hell.
This is our naked desire for free products.
This is Poog. Today's topics,
loosely speaking,
impossible abundance, white vinegar, sack lunch.
I'm going to jump right in and say, when's the last time you watched the feature film, That Thing You Do?
Oh, you mean, and I got that something. It's not that song, but it sounds a lot like that Beatles song. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles, but yes, it's actually like, a perfect pop song, or it's a perfect song that they have in the movie.
But then I'll say the one other thing that was key. I'm just going to, before you can get it, you can get into it.
I wasted thousands and thousands of kisses on you.
Kisses that I thought were special because of your eyes and your lips and all your something. Yeah, oh my God. Shame on me. Oh, no. Shame on me for kissing you with my eyes shut so tight.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's like...
Do you love it?
That monologue's hard.
Not that right, but overall.
Overall, I was moved to... I cried.
Oh, the answer to the question.
I teared up.
10 years? No. 20
longer,
years?
Longer. I don't know.
45.
So long. 45 years ago, had it on VHS. For those of you who don't know what it is, run to your local theater and demand they screen it. It's a Tom Hanks feature film, directed it. He also has a cameo or, you know, a role in it.
Right.
But it's I teared up twice.
Wow.
And I want to say this is not a spoiler. I cried, the tears formed twice when they hear, well, the first time I was ecstatically tearing up when they hear their song on the radio for the first time.
Mm.
And I just want to say, I was watching it on an airplane and I was like, they don't make them like this anymore. And then 2 nights ago, I rewatched one of my, and now I'm happy to put it in the top 10, My Best Friend's Wedding.
Don't make them like that anymore.
Okay. And why
My Best Friend's Wedding has been ignored when it is I know a lot of people love it by now. But that movie, like, people don't, some people, fools, think that that is just some stupid romantic comedy when that movie is deeply subversive.
And I just want
to... Sisters, by the way, you know, Brenda Kathy. Chenoweth.
I mean, Rachel. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Brenda's in it.
Brenda's in it with the lobster hands. Okay. And the movie opens with an Ani DiFranco cover.
Which I, of course, wouldn't know that that was a cover.
Okay.
Yeah.
Of...
just love, you know, him, that's Ani DiFranco. No,
yeah, it is.
Wow.
I almost want to.
It is okay. It is officially a subversive film. It is, and I know Julia Roberts comes up a lot for me and Thess, a lot on Poog, but she is the best we've ever had. And the day she dies, I die. And I am moved by her. I am humbled. I am enamored. I am forever at her feet, wondering how does she do it. And who gave her that? And some gifts are given by God.
Right.
And she was bestowed with a gift that only God can give. And I reject all training in the name of Julia.
Wait, you reject what in the name of Julia?
I reject all training.
Oh,
that being said,
yes.
I cannot speak to her acting training. But I just love when you see a star shine so bright and so clearly and you go, not only can you not teach that, you can't even... She's a vessel. I'm just, she vessel.
Okay.
And
this is exciting.
I've never seen a woman before. She'll always be the only woman.
The only woman. Yeah.
That ever lived. And, I just love her. And
right,
it's so great.
I want to take you through. I mean, I want to live in this.
And Cameron Diaz is, and I will fight a war. I will go to any country and I will fight.
Yes.
I will strap a bomb to my back and I will destroy myself to protect Cameron Diaz's career.
Yes. You mean because she too
and undersung.
Is a sensation.
I mean, also, not to make this instead of Poog, the movie podcast.
Well, their beauty. I'm sorry, but they their beauty
obscures.
People just can't believe that God could bestow that many gifts in one.
Oh, I know the
so
gifts
they refuse
over.
To see. All the gifts at once.
The impossible abundance of Cameron Diaz. The impossible abundance of Julia Roberts.
Well, consider. God, what's the one with? It's so good. What's the one with?
Being John Malkovich.
Well,
sorry. Well, Cameron Diaz and being John Malkovich.
That you see her.
Was she not
just
nominated for an Oscar?
I mean, I don't know, but just when you see her with that hair, okay, and the understanding.
That movie's top 10.
It's. I had a boyfriend in high school. Are you ready for this? It's really sick. So first he tried to get us to walk out of Fight Club and I did. Okay. Okay.
I like this guy.
I was so confused. Yeah. I was so confused that I went with it. Like, I don't know. I thought something was seriously wrong. Then he tried to get us to walk out of Being John Malkovich. Okay.
Banished eternally, never to be heard from again.
I said, I'm not making that mistake again. Cause last time I found out, like he just wasn't enjoying Fight Club. Okay. And so I was like, so he sat in a cafe across the street or like at a pizza shop. Well, I finished the film alone. Isn't that astonishing? It's just that memory came up earlier. Oh, and then we watched Girl Interrupted together. You know, we saw Girl Interrupted in the theater and he leaned over and said, she's just like you. You know, like whatever, like because to him and what he was like, I was a very artsy depressive. You know what I mean? So
wow.
It's just like,
yeah.
But
anyway, I don't even know why that thing you do came in and sparked me.
Yeah, no, wait, but I want to stay in this for a second. The movie with I literally cannot be on record forgetting her name. Oh, Toni Collette. Okay.
Yeah.
the one with Toni Collette and Cameron Diaz, the sisters. They're sisters.
What?
It's brilliant.
What the hell are you talking
about?
It's a movie. I'm panicking.
Oh, In Her Shoes.
Never saw it, never even heard of it. Don't know of what you speak at all.
Okay, well, welcome to the rest of your day.
I'm writing it down. In Her Shoes?
I believe it's called In Her Shoes.
Okay.
And I can't remember much, but I remember being moved big time. Okay.
That's all you need then.
I mean, they're
sisters. I prefer to not remember much.
Say more. Yeah. And then,
I'm looking at the poster and I'm a shock ass. I've never seen this.
And then I need to stay in Julia Roberts for a minute.
Yes,
okay?
Please, always.
Okay.
The only guest that
Where
will ever be on
begin?
Poog.
The only guest. Once a season, we get Roberts. Okay. What is it for you? I mean, just take me through what Roberts is to you, where it starts. What are the key? I mean, what about Notting Hill?
Yeah, sure. Hey.
Because remember, she plays an actress.
No, I of course.
The dinner table?
That's the big monologue.
Table?
Which basically means I've been starving for a decade.
Oh, wow.
I've been on a diet since I was 19 or whatever. And then she goes, pointing out the chin job, the nose job. I should
those
rewatch.
Brits, those lovely Brits. I love those Brits in that movie. And the one guy, it's brilliant. The one guy's like, Oh, I'm an actor too. You know, I've been in a couple of things. Have you been in, gotten any work or whatever? And then when he realizes she's
$12 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Last picture, ballpark. What'd you make?
Oh, wow.
$12 million or whatever. Yeah. She just, and this is in my best friend's wedding, the fact that she's a comedic genius really comes to the front
yes.
of it all.
Yes.
But she, we've talked about, you know, Erin Brockovich changed my life.
Right.
They're
called Tits Gym or
something. She is, Julia Roberts is the weather. I can't pinpoint her because she is temperature. She is her permanence. I don't, was she ever born and will she ever die? She transcends death in the way that some celebrities truly can,
yeah.
where she is and she belongs to no one. And that is why she is.
Welcome to her smile and her laugh.
Welcome to her smile.
Are you kidding? Are you
that
kidding?
That should be
her teeth. Yeah.
The lip. She has the top lip that goes flat.
Oh, yeah.
She has
Julia
Roberts this,
which
my gorgeous cousin has. And I used to stare at her as a child and be like, you bitch. Like,
no, yeah, she is a.
Actually, I didn't hate her for it. I just loved it. It's like,
no, right.
It's the thing that people now try to create sometimes. But she, and it's the full throat, ha! It's the laugh that she does, but
laugh.
It's not fake. Or who cares if it's fake? I could care less. But it's that she has that, the big Julia laugh. It works. Very few people can laugh on film. Very few. I would argue four. Julia. Okay. Wait, actually, I would argue one. Julia.
Julia.
Who else? Who do I enjoy seeing laugh? Who is good at expressing joy on film?
Okay, hold on. How do we get there?
Expressing joy is one of the most impossible things to pretend.
Oh, no. Okay, yes. One time in New York City, okay, I don't know, a couple of years ago or something, I got invited to this like thing or sent by someone. It was like small, like little mini acting workshop for one day, like maybe it was some kind of like auditions thing. And we showed up and we were each given a short, you know, monologue, and we had to work on it in front of the group. It's hell. It was literal hell. Oh no, I know what it was. It was like acting for comedians. Okay. And
uh-oh.
It was like, people's
alarms,
managers
alarms.
Sending them or something. We went and it was like these other comedians. So it was like the humiliation of attempting acting with other, like in front of other comedians, because
oh.
I mean, you can imagine, right? Because it's just a different thing. And then my monologue that they gave me, you know, and it was this idea that, it was class was being run by a casting director.
Okay, alarms,
that was the concept.
Alarm, scam, Ponzi scheme, run.
Yeah, it was free. It was free. Okay. But it was like, it was like a little like invite thing. Like, okay. Like, you know, you go in there and you'll make inroads. You'll make inroads with a casting director.
Oh, you won't.
And it was over in like the ABC building or something. And so she like looked at us like online and like decided on the monologue, like essentially casted us into the monologue, you know, gave us a monologue for us, what she perceived as for us.
Yeah.
Okay. And so mine was this like short monologue, basically like reacting with bubbly, girlish joy about having been proposed to.
Oh my God.
Like with nothing to it. Like just pure, like, and I was like, I don't, and this is an issue where I'm like, one of my key issues with acting is I'm afraid that if I play some dumb character, people will think it's me. Like if I don't shit on the words with my own eyes while I'm saying them, like people will think like, I'm as dumb as the character. I don't know. It's like, that's an issue with like comedic, right? If you're playing something comedically, you know, are you letting everyone know? Like, how hard do you feel you have to let them know that you're doing something? You know, the fear of subtlety being mistaken for bad acting, right? When actually you're playing like acting is impossible.
Acting.
Like, what would you do if the lines were like, oh my God, I can't believe it. He asked me to marry him. I'm the luckiest girl in the world.
I mean, immediate plunge into the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
Never to be seen from
and
again.
And I think I almost cried because I started doing it and
humiliated.
It was like, not like she, and like her like being like, you're doing it badly. And I'm looking at like people we know sitting in the chairs.
Oh okay? God. You can't act in front of your friends.
Exactly.
You need it to be strangers.
Especially comedians who,
oh God,
like the self-consciousness, the level of what, you know, what we all do is we take shit down.
Can you imagine watching? Sorry, I'm just imagining like the only thing worse. Would you rather have sex in front of a room of comedians or act?
Right, you're trying to come up with something that is actually like an either or.
No, or just like that level of like.
Well, like, or what video would you rather have leaked? I guess.
Oh, I guess that's better.
I think the answer is clear. Do productions essentially own any, like, there's no legality when you, if an actor submits an audition tape that prevents the people for leaking it online 20 years down the line.
Oh my God. Rachel McAdams' audition for The Notebook is on YouTube.
YouTube video. Like, it's never not at the top of my
options.
And
she turns around. That's what's so wild. She turns around in the audition. I was like, she is getting the role, folks. Cause she turns away from the camera. And turns back
to start.
And his tears are there. It's like,
is it,
I don't
mid?
Even,
is it mid? I can't
mid.
Remember.
I think it's mid. He's like,
it's not like she turned around so that she could start by turning
it's a chemistry
into
read. No. It's Ryan Gosling mid.
Oh, he is there.
You know, monologue. He's with it. By the way, I already watched The Notebook recently in the last year. Dog shit, folks.
Guess what?
Hate to say
Guess
it.
Guess what? Never seen it.
Guess what?
Don't need to.
It's laugh out loud ridiculous. I really wanted to go to snuggle up and be like, oh, isn't it fun? But it's actually, it's BAD. It just, it's not, it's not working. It's not working. And I don't enjoy the ending of Gina Rowlands being like, oh, she has dementia. And him being like, come back to me, baby. I'm like, it's actually not how dementia works, you cowards.
She doesn't come back to him, baby, does she?
Oh, baby, she does. No, she goes, it's me, you're my love. Oh, Noah, hold me so tight. And then a moment later, she's like, who are you? Get out, or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, you're not like
floating in and out.
His insistence on like staying with her, which God bless, actually, I'm not going to rail on that, but it's like his insistence on like reading, I'm being like, I'm going to get her back. It's like,
well, no, right. The belief that love can pull someone back from
which actually that
illness.
Trope does work on me, because we all know that Interstellar is the greatest film ever made.
The number
and
one greatest.
Interstellar is in the thing when Anne Hathaway, right? When she's like, well, love does do something, or can it, like, whatever. She talks about love as being like an actual force.
The most powerful force in the world.
We need to watch Interstellar together in the next 30 days or
we need to do it, and then we will bring... We are doing it. We are
doing
full Interstellar
episode.
And we give warning now. Here's the thing.
We give warning now.
We're going to wrap up. We're going to go to break. But we are giving warning now. Everyone is going to watch Interstellar.
We're doing communal Interstellar.
So that they're prepared. So that they're prepared. So that 2 weeks from now or whatever, when we have the Interstellar episode, they've watched fresh. You've got your warning now, folks.
Jacqueline.
All right. I can't wait.
We have to. Can't wait.
All right. Go to break, please.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time. Absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu.
Don't want to find out how he met their mother? Then go back with the Dunphys, the Pritchetts, and the Pritchett-Tuckers in Modern Family. Start over with the Roses on Schitt's Creek.
And see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids.
We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood.
Can you even watch all this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today.
Now we're talking.
Want to know one of my favorite sounds? Here it is.
That's the sound I hear when I'm learning a new language with Babbel.
And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching.
So you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Babbel is convenient. Kate and I talk about it all the time.
Love the way Babbel helps you for those quick real-world interactions.
Like how to order food or ask for directions. How to have a decent conversation with a merchant.
And who doesn't want to go on vacation and know the language?
Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners.
Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/poog.
Get 60% off at babbel.com/poog.
Spelled babbel.com/poog. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what I want to talk about?
Yeah.
Humidifiers.
Oh, well, I've got a lot to say.
Okay, I'll just say it. So I have moved for a job. I'm staying in a place with stale air, AC, whatever you want to goddamn call it. Mm. Persistent cough, dry cough, terrifying. Is it COVID, right? It's not. Tested consistently the cough. I FaceTimed with a doctor and he was like, describing it to him. And he's like, go get a humidifier. I was like, I'll get one tomorrow. He was like, get one tonight. I said, ooh, wow. Daddy, I love that. Cut to me 9:45 in Target, having a Target breakthrough.
Right.
I buy it, $30.
Yep.
I was like,
yep.
Oh, I thought I was going to be like 60. I had no idea what these things were. I take it home. Next morning I wake up. Oh, look whose cough has improved by 60%. Oh, look whose skin is now supple. Right. Humidifiers as skincare. I will never not sleep next to one.
I thought I communicated this to you at some point.
Excuse me?
Okay. I thought we covered this in Poog 0001. Okay. I'm like convinced we did. We very well might not have, because humidity. Oh, no. I know why. I know why I think I did, because I remember telling you about a hydrometer. Okay.
What the hell
AKA
is that?
Hydrometer. A little thing I carry in my home. Okay. I picked it up from my father because he does it in my parents' home. He monitors the humidity. You know, can't get too low, can't get too high. You don't want the rug in the basement to mildew over. Okay. So there's an optimal level, and you get a hydrometer in your life. You know, you always know. And sometimes naturally from the weather, you're at the right spot and you don't have to use the humidifier. I believe it is one of the absolute keys to skincare.
Okay, this is... We just broke the internet, kids. That is that is unreal, because the humidifier, I love it. And then...
What brand? I'm sorry, because I know the Target humidifiers. Because were you tempted by, and I have been, the animal-shaped ones? I think I even got one.
I didn't
once.
Even see one.
They're beautiful.
But yes, I would have been. No, this
like
is like
animals.
This one, unfortunately, there was like one that was like a little more expensive, but I went with this one. It was $30. It's like black. It's small. It looks like an Alexa or something. It has that very just like technological, like there's one button to press it on. Here's where I get upset. I took it home. I look at the instructions. They go daily care, wipe it daily. Yeah. Are you out of your goddamn mind? I'm not doing it. Are you out of your, are you absolutely
are
sick? I'm
That's
supposed
strange.
To own a humidifier and then each day tend to it.
That's laughable.
What do I have to do to just,
no,
I mean,
no,
I,
Kate,
if I, and I, and I, and I almost was like, well, then I'm not using it. And I haven't cleaned it once, Jacqueline.
No, and no one does. I have the dirtiest humidifier over there from last time I was in New York.
Okay, good. I get so upset when they go, oh my God, we have to do it. Help me. I don't understand vinegar, white vinegar. It's cleaning. People use it. I don't understand how. I'm like, vinegar who? Like, I don't get it. Everyone's always going, oh, use vinegar. And
vinegar. And you're like,
yeah, white vinegar. What?
Won't that destroy the machine? No. Humidifier is the most, the world of humidity, the marketplace of the humidifier, okay? Has there ever been riper fruit for a marketplace disruption?
Ooh.
Like, I am waiting for humidifier 2.0, okay? And I see feeble attempts, like, just through design, right? Like, oh, this one is designed better. Like,
it should be like AC.
There is a problem, and it's time.
It should be like AC.
Like, someone, where's the good, like,
This is like, we all just accept, okay, that they get gross. They give that little, do you know that little brush that comes with it for like.
Didn't get a brush.
Okay, well, some of them that have this little silver disc that is somehow the key component. Uh-oh. You're supposed to brush it with this tiny little brush to clear off the.
And where do you keep that brush? In a vault? Do you take it to a safe?
It's under my, it's on the floor under my toilet. You know, it's like fallen. It's always fallen. It's too light to.
Everything
to
falls.
Heft.
Really quick, just because I had to interject quickly to say.
Please.
Do you have this issue of things falling? Okay, wait.
Yes.
When you're on your counter, bottles knocking over.
Yes.
It's enough to make me want to smash my mirror, I'd say every 3 days. And I go, are other people having this? Why are things falling on the counter? Like if a cleanser tips over and then hits a bottle of moisturizer and the both bottles go down,
that goes,
I just about lose it.
Me and Chris talk about this because he has a very strong reaction to anything falling.
Why are they knocking over?
But I struggle with this to a point of absurdity. And it includes, like, guess what? A Sonicare, an Oral-B.
Oh, yeah. When they all go tumbling?
When that lands on the ground and hoping that it's bristles up.
Okay. Yeah, then,
And you pick it up. I mean, there's nothing.
I'm going to get my elbows removed because the fact that they knock things over and then don't get me started on the hair dryer, the cord plugged in, you're drying your hair, and then the cord wipes out. It is
cordons,
just.
The cordons.
We're going to be post-cord.
You know, it goes, and then it. Okay.
We're already moving toward a post.
I know. And yet, of course, then comes in the EMFs. Okay. There's no winning. I know.
My mom goes, they're installing 5G on the block. I went, great. You have to move.
Oh, no.
Great. We're moving. And she goes, and it's the strangest sounds. I was terrified.
Oh,
she was like,
no.
Well, they're doing something and they're installing 5G and it just makes the most strange sounds, the installation. I was like, oh, cool. Well, and I was like, great. Well, we're going to be radiated beyond recognition. And if I ever do have a pregnancy, let's just hope that the thing's human. Nah.
You are. I'm not going to stop and be meta about how goddamn electric you are today.
You know what it is?
What is it?
Absolute depression and agony.
Right. It's freed you. It's freed you.
It's actually not depression. It's something about the madness of any kind of. The madness of sorrow, internal strife, and. It's so important to remember that the only way out is through, and that Poog, as we're doing this, I'm like, Poog's everything. And if I, and like, I'm like, the gratitude I feel for Poog right now.
Time. No, right. Well, you always, you know, you clench onto the thing and decide that it will save you. You know what I mean? Like when you're floating, you're like, oh God. Okay, Poog, thank God. And you're like, Poog will save me. Poog is everything. And yeah.
That really is my addiction, is locating a savior. But anyway, sorry, I got us off with 5G. But cordless things knocking over. You were talking about humidifiers.
Right. Yes. Well, yes. But bottles knocking over is a major issue, and I have worked at different points in my life to address this through magnets. Okay. Okay. I'm very solutions oriented, as we know. And by the way. Well, I
don't see. Yeah.
I think it's a meaningful digression. I overheard from my merch salesman that there were a couple snide comments from Poog listeners at the show going, this is the merch cart or whatever.
Oh,
and I was like,
God.
I explicitly told
or
everybody it's in process. But then apparently there were some positive ones. So no, I have gone through periods where I decide it's ADD thing specifically, like in the moment. Okay, everything's knocking over. This is hell. How could I solve this? Well, add a magnet. Okay, well, actually, I got to do it with every single one of my products. We're going magnet. We're going full magnet. Everything, every single product gets a magnet on its back. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, bottles knocking over. Well, you know, a classic is the shower, right? And you know,
are your bottles
on a ledge? Oh, you have a true
when
ledge.
When a shampoo bottle falls full force from the top shelf to the ground, you almost have the urge to get out of the shower and go, I'm okay, and tell everyone and tell the neighbors, because it's like, how could that not have been a lethal fall, a gunshot? Like, someone's been injured seriously. No, actually, just a Pantene bottle fell.
No, it was Pantene.
And ruined
the
day.
And Chris is screaming up, are you okay? It does happen. Are you okay? Screaming. Yeah. Well, you know what? How do you feel about bottle wise? Do you prefer, you know, the upside down conditioner bottle?
I mean, what a nerd. Oh, look at us. We flipped it just a little bit. Yeah. What if we.
And then some brands have chosen to do both their shampoo and their conditioner. In that form. Oh, no, I figured it out. I know why. Conditioner is thicker, it must be harder to get it out of the bottle.
Sure.
And that's why they flipped that one.
Don't flip
God,
it.
God, the feeling of the sort of half. Okay.
Resist
shampoo.
The flip.
Wait, what?
I said resist the flip.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no, I'm just thinking about, you know what I've been using? What shampoo is in your life right now?
Okay,
you
know I can't wait. Right. I love these questions. Okay. The shampoo that's in my life right now, oh, God damn it. What's it called? I got it at Target, but I also have had it elsewhere. It's like a clarifying black soap. I think it's called like black African soap. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's like,
yeah.
I don't know like what the EWG would have to say about it. I don't know if it's right. Like a clean product technically, but it's like a clarifying shampoo.
Wait, so trash. Right. I'm experiencing one of my greatest joys, okay, which is using the products that are in someone else's shower when you're staying at someone else's home.
Oh my God. Absolutely erotic. Better okay, than it sex. Is
absolute yeah. thrill.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, if it's a product you've never tried before.
Oh my God.
But are curious about, are you kidding?
Can you imagine?
Oh my God. And you go for it and you're sort of like, yeah, I'm going to try this. What do you feel about?
Well, it feels a little naughty, doesn't it? Sneaking a little off the top of someone else's shampoo.
Yes. And it's like, you know, it's something you can replace. So the moment I decide that, it, for example, there is Johnson & Johnson here. So that's what I've been using. And the comforting smell of Johnson & Johnson. And then some Garnier Fructis.
Wow. Garnier Fructis. That's what I was into when I was in the ninth grade. When I was like,
right.
Wow. Garnier Fructis is really
well, very strong scent.
Bringing up a lot. And, yeah.
Do you remember the fact that Herbal Essence's like orgasm like ad was a cultural moment?
It was, you're right. It was like the first time female pleasure was depicted on the screen.
I mean, it was like talked about. Like,
oh,
as
absolutely.
A thing.
It was, can you imagine who pitched that?
Right.
Which Peggy Olson pitched that?
Right. And were they laughed out of the room and then brought
fired?
Back in?
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, something about, well, you know what it is? It's the ultimate comfort to steal. Okay. Cause when you're in someone else's shower, arguably, like you're a guest in their home, they're not coming in. Okay. It's like there's a joy to the specific privacy of being, oh my God, if you're staying at someone's house, okay, your only reprieve is the shower.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, and the shower becomes the time.
I would argue in life, your only reprieve. But yeah, keep going.
Yes. Yes. But it's like also like, cause I feel like taking a shower at someone's house, if you're a guest, is also your opportunity to really use the toilet without feeling like the duration of time is being judged.
No, that's where you're jerking off. That's where everything
okay,
happens.
Okay, that's where they think they go, she's taking, okay, she takes, the worst they can think of you is that she takes a long shower, okay?
Literally, do they know you've shit, you've cum. You've done it all.
And then, so you can steal knowing you're safe, okay? Because they're not coming in. So you when you're taking their shampoo, it's the most, it's the most candy from a baby theft. There is in this world, and it's like, and like sometimes it's not even.
Do you ever get scared they'll smell it on your hair?
Well, if it's a high end,
well,
if it's
okay,
a, I don't.
Well, here's the
I
question:
steal a high? I don't
no,
think
you
I'd
wouldn't steal a
high.
You wouldn't
product.
Steal a Philip Lam, or is that clothes? You know what I'm talking about?
Actually, wait. I do know what you mean.
Here to me is the most stealing body wash, a high end body wash. That to me is the most, the most high ticket item to steal.
Right? Because do you remember when they launched Rain Bath? It was explosive. It was a Neutrogena shower gel.
Okay? Oh.
And it was Rain Bath. And it was like, what? It was like, what even is that? Because like shower gels were barely on the scene. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, do you remember like some people didn't even. Do you remember when shower gel was used as a reference in television shows as something like fancy?
No.
Oh, her and her shower gels. I'm pretty. Or body wash. People are like. Oh, don't let me get in the way of you and your body wash.
What I love is that, no, I've never seen this reference, but I would love to.
I could be imagining it, but I do feel like I remember like this kind of, wait, I'm frozen for you, right? This is purely audio experience. That's great. So I'll just close my eyes and make sure that I'm delivering just purely.
Oh, yeah. Just take us away.
Yeah. So let me just think of the best thing I've ever. Oh, what about grabbing? This is huge for me. Huge. Grabbing a few dusty grapes from an open bowl or basket in someone's fridge.
So you're going to say, and then taking them in the shower.
Well, I am huge on taking food and drinks into the shower. God bless you. I am big on that, as I think you know.
Stealing grapes?
Just the feeling, because here's what it is. You know that dust look that they get?
Yeah.
You know when a grape isn't freshly washed? So like, I feel like it's like, oh, I'm just going to grab a couple grapes from this bowl. I don't have to take it out. I don't have to tell anyone I'm taking food. Actually, I want to talk about this for a while. I want to talk about eating at other people's homes.
Oh my God, so scary.
Off to break.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time, absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu.
Don't want to find out how he met their mother? Then go back with the Dunphys, the Pritchetts, and the Pritchett-Tuckers in Modern Family. Start over with the Roses on Schitt's Creek.
And see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids.
We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood.
Can you even watch all this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today.
Now we're talking.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Poog humidifier. Poog launches a humidifier. That's all I'm saying.
Oh my God.
And we're back. We launch a humidifier. Actually, don't put that out. I don't want them to know. The people
it
are going to race.
It should be AC. It should be you AC. Why isn't it like AC? You set the goddamn temperature in the room and you set the humidity.
It's interesting because...
Well, you can't pump in some humidity. The vents can't tolerate it. I don't have the time to get into it.
It's a classic case of the BBCC cream versus the individual products.
Oh, no.
You know, you separate it out to get the best, okay?
No.
The moment they try to combine into one, it gets sloppy. It gets sloppy.
Isn't it just so hard just to do a radical pivot, just existential, that just we only
you
can
mean
live
to
in...
change an AC, for example?
By the way, I didn't want to go. I just was like, there are no answers. I don't know. Keep going.
No, I did want to talk about eating like,
oh yeah,
eating from someone else's fridge and
it always and just tastes worse. Do you know what I'm saying? Really? Stealing from the shower, the products are better. Food out of someone else's fridge for me always tastes worse.
Well, do you remember the smell?
Like someone else's apple? Ugh.
No. No, well, I have a big thing about like this in the context of eating out with people.
Yeah.
How like if a talk, like let's say we're both getting the same exact tacos and like one's placed down in front of them and one's placed down in front of me. For some reason, like if theirs was to be handed over for me to eat, like even if they've barely touched it, it's like it tastes like their taco.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. No, there's like no pleasure in that.
Their consciousness has...
It's literally a death sentence. Do you want a bite? No. Unless it's...
I also don't... I hate a bite because
no, of course.
If I like it, then I'm angry that I'm not eating it. So
it needs to be a best friend, a lover, or an immediate family member that you enjoy, because it can't anyone else. And it's and then you have to go, you want some of mine? You both don't want to take the bite off the other. It's disgusting.
The thing though,
and
the
no,
thing
if I want it, you know. Oh yeah, I'll take a bite.
No, and then you're forced to give it back. Yeah, you're forced to offer back. I never offer.
And then you have to do a huge performance of how good it is. You have to do a huge performance. You have to commit to that. Oh, now I'm jealous. Or you have to do like.
Oh, now I'm jealous. Yeah. Wait, but I was thinking about the other people's fridge. I think part of the reason that food out of other people's fridge you kind of bite into hesitantly, and maybe even kind of imbue with a taste, is because someone else's your own fridge.
It's your own.
You know, habitat. You know your own filth, right? You know how long the milk's been sitting there. Yeah,
you know exactly. It's like a petri dish.
You know, yeah, in this other way, what that apple's been through. You know. But do you remember this
smell of another fridge? Smell? What?
Do you remember this smell? I wonder if this is ever present. Like, was it ever once present in your life? So when you went to school as a child, did people bring lunch?
Yeah.
So I was always hot lunch. It's a huge part of my identity. I like a hot meal. Is that so wrong to get through the day? I bought lunch.
I think I've talked about my extravagant lunches on Poog. My mother would give me at times two thermoses, one with hot chocolate, one with soup.
Oh, right. We've talked about soup because I always got the hot soup. And, you know, they said, and I loved it. I got soup, Doritos, and an orange juice as my...
And boom, I want kids. That's all. I'm sorry. Just as usual, thinking about you with your little thermos. Where's my daughter? What am I doing?
Because I bought it. It was in a coffee cup. That's what they served it in, a coffee cup. I mean, like a paper coffee cup, like... Anyway, and that sat in the middle of the plastic tray.
Cafeteria.
Yes, sorry, cafeteria. I was always hot lunch, which always vaguely felt like, because my friends were more like paper bag lunch, whatever.
Yeah. Sack lunch.
Yeah. Like there was like a wholesomeness to that. Like I was like, you know, I was handed $1.25 and sent to school like a whore. It's like as good as it gets, which I don't know if you've visited recently. Or never seen?
Ooh, I have. Why? So are you talking about him insulting her dress?
Oh, well, that is one of the most devastating moments in
I let you in a house dress.
Oh. The polka dot. Yeah. You couldn't even dress up. Meanwhile, she planned all day, night. But the smell, there's a very specific smell, and it doesn't, Matt, there's a smell of lunch that has been in a lunchbox sent from home or in a paper bag. Uh-huh. There's a smell, and it's like, yes, it varies whether it's peanut butter and jelly.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay, and an orange, or whether
the smell of the paper specifically.
No, I actually mean the way that food unrefrigerated inside of a nice turkey sandwich, a tuna fish sandwich, whatever. Home food is deeply, like, it's deeply intimate.
Oh my God.
And I mean, and there's like cultural, you know, elements, of course, like David Chang of Momofuku like talks about like him having kimchi and people being like, your food smells like trash or whatever. Like the wounds of me loving gefilte fish.
When my mother gave me, not to compare, but my mother gave me sprouts in a container with a wedge of lemon. Like I like to eat that spread, squeeze the lemon on the container of sprouts. And one time I was enjoying that and a kid went, what are you, a cow?
Oh, wow.
And I was like, please don't give me sprouts anymore.
I'm sure I've mentioned this on Poog, but I would get the hot soup, including the days they had beef barley. And for whatever reason, like the idea that like a little girl would like beef barley, okay?
Yeah.
Was treated because it was just like, it looked like slop. And someone behind me said like, oh yeah, oh, you're getting beef barfly?
Ooh.
And I never recovered. I still ate it because the desire for food does not.
Oh, there are such wounds.
I've told you about how I don't know if this is on Poog because it's maybe in the greatest moment of my life of genius working out, okay? Like where I had an idea, I executed it and it worked, okay? Are you ready? Are you ready? So there was a contest in the cafeteria when I was in, I don't know, second grade. And the contest involved, we all had to, you know, it was like a raffle, like whatever. We all had to fill out a little school is cool card or something, okay? Drop it in a box, you know, a little piece of paper with your name on it. And then the lunch lady, after everyone had done it, was going to pull out the winner.
Yeah.
This is a simple concept. I don't know why it took me so long to explain it. It was really hard. Okay. But anyway, so we all throw our names in a piece of paper into a box. Lunch lady is going to pull it out. So here's what I did. When I put it into the box that was sitting up next to the cafeteria, whatever. When I put it in, what I did was I imagined myself the lunch lady. Okay. Oh. And I went through backwards. So I imagined her and I got into the spirit of what she was like. Okay. And how I could picture her sort of, she was sort of stuffed. There was no way she was going to lift it right off the top.
Oh my God.
Okay. And I thought the other students were fools who just dropped it right on the top.
Right. Right.
There's no way, you know, like it's going to be a shake.
And she's going to perform. Ooh, who's the winner?
Rooting around. So I remember deciding like that my best bet was like to place my hand in and my ticket in such a way that I imagine her hand would go in and her ticket would go in. So I went down and then cocked my wrist. Okay. So it was down and to the side because I didn't think she'd just go straight down and pull.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I embodied her sort of backwards, like, you know, like her pulling it out, me putting it in. And then I lifted my hand out. I won.
Oh. Oh my God. Wait, what did you win?
No clue.
Oh my God. Yeah. Beside the point. Needless to say.
Can you believe?
That's incredible.
I'm like so proud of it.
By the way, the hunger just set in. I'm going to pass out. It's so hot.
What are you going to eat?
I want chicken parmesan. I need like dense, thick Italian food. I need chilled red wine. I want tiramisu. Whoa. I need it all. I want a huge early dinner. Nothing more freeing than a 6 p.m. feast.
I've been eating a lot of pasta.
Good.
And the question is, and bread and all at once, and just, oh God, the cheese and the ricotta and the olive oil and this egg, this ovo at this place I really like. Actually, we shouldn't say that. It's a security risk. I'm there every night after the show. Theta, you will bleep that word, please. And I'm really questioning. So you know how, so energy has been a question. And I'm like, I know that carbs, you know, to the way that I eat them, okay, deplete me. And so I switched to smoothies, as you'll recall, the Vega smoothies.
Right,
not switched, but decided to add them to my day, at least start the day. Because remember when I was off coffee because of those smoothies? I was like, it's time
that
again.
Jarred me deeply. Yeah, yeah.
Shocking. I actually felt the desire to move, literally. The desire to move, not just
your body.
Oh, yeah. I need to move and I'm not upset about it.
Yeah, you were feeling
my body
it.
Like, whoa, let's get some, like, let's move. Okay. Like, I was like, is this what others feel? You know, like,
the
anytime you experience that, the is this what others feel all the time when you experience something for 1 second and you go, holy shit, it's always a revelation. But anyway, so I was doing the smoothies, but then, you know, it was getting to, like, my stomach was churning with, like, diarrhea fears, like, moments before the show.
Oh, no.
One night, literally, like, it's, like, showtime. They're, like, places. And I'm, like, I can't come down. Like, I'm going to have explosive diarrhea and, like, sent someone running for Imodium.
No.
And they came back. Yeah. It's, like, places. Okay. And they, like, came back. I guzzled the Imodium. And then I went down and I was, like, someone who works on the show with me was, like, she was, like, I really think it's like getting your period in the pool. You can't bleed in the pool. You know that like concept?
Yeah.
She's like, you can't have diarrhea on stage. Your body won't let it happen. It's one of those comforting notions.
Correct.
But yeah, pre-show diarrhea is heavy.
I have to say that as we all know, I never get diarrhea.
Oh, right, right.
Like, again, not to brag. It's just not my, it's not what my body does. And so I never get diarrhea. I was doing a show in Chicago and I get diarrhea. Okay. I'm at the venue. Blowing out my cornhole, as they say in the north. And I'm panicking. I'm like, and it's so exotic to me that I'm laughing. I'm like, I have diarrhea. This is wild. And I told the stage manager, it was this like guy, this like normal man.
Right.
And I was like, okay, so I have raging diarrhea. He was like embarrassed for me. And I was like, I need to have a diarrhea understudy. And so I texted my friend who's a comedian. I was like, I'm not kidding. I'm about to do a show. It's going to be an hour show. Will you please do my diarrhea understudy? And if I run off stage, like, you'll come up. So I go on stage. Hi, da da da. Crowd's great. And I'm like, folks, I have diarrhea. And I talk about it. I'm like, I have a diarrhea understudy. And if I need it, she'll be here.
Brilliant.
Of course, was fine. So because the body says no. So I did my full diarrhea warm, like, intro and then was completely fine the whole time.
I was deciding whether or not to tell the crowd because this one night when I think it was that night that I took it. The feeling didn't go away the entire show.
Ugh.
So I was sort of sprinting through the show. I came off thinking like I'd cut 10 minutes. Like I was like sprinting through the show and had some realizations because I wasn't like had some, actually, maybe I don't need to pause there. You know what I mean? Like, it was too slow the whole time. But it's like, diarrhea is fucking terrifying. And like,
oh my God.
And you get to the point of the question of like, okay, well, what if it did like just fly out of my, well, I paused to blow my nose, as you know, things like that. I mean, sure. I don't know. So I said to myself, and I did this last run too, you know, if it really came to that, I will just say to the audience, you know, usually this isn't an intermission show. We're having one. See you in 10, I hope.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but anyway, yeah, I got, you know, I'm like Brodo, begging for free Brodo. I'm off Brodo because the combo of my quad iced Americanos plus extremely salty broth before the show, plus a smoothie. I mean, what am I doing?
I
started eating bananas, you know, as much sugar as a Coke, of course.
Don't say that.
I started eating banana before I go on stage to slow it down.
Don't go there with the sugar content in bananas. Okay?
I know.
It's been a hard year.
Fun. It's so rude.
Unripened bananas have less and they have more prebiotics. But anyway.
Oh, my God. I'm furious. There's a company. Okay. That I was advertised on Instagram earlier today.
They just come to your house
probiotic.
And take your bananas away. So stupid.
They were like, it's medical grade, you know, they're like, it contains, and the word I don't know, I've never seen. Okay. Yeah. And I've seen some,
some
words, okay, in the realm of probiotics. You're not going to shock me with, you know, lactobacillus or whatever.
Been there, bacillus that.
So
get me off air.
So it's like the whole thing is like, it's for like treating type 2 diabetes. And I'm like, well, you placed it in my feed. And it lowers A1C or whatever and all this kind of stuff. And I'm just like, let me know if I can get this as someone who just wants to monitor or who wants to like improve their, they like wouldn't make the claims. I was like, sell me the weight loss product. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
wait, no, I don't.
Keeping it, like, I felt like I wasn't sure if I needed a prescription for it, but they're still advertising it to me.
I see.
Like,
I see.
Or like that, is it unsit? Like, is how serious is this? Like, I'm dying to order. Like, I was digging around in FAQs, looking for someone going, do I have to have type 2 diabetes to use this?
Right.
That's the question. And it could not be answered. And so no purchase from me.
Instagram medicine is terrifying.
There's a lot.
Okay. This was great. I really needed this today.
I'm so glad.
But really needed it. And I love you.
Oh, I love you. It's so nice to see you. And everyone needs to get on the Interstellar.
Much. Okay, we're going to do the Interstellar. We're going to do Interstellar group watch.
Oh my God, maybe it will be the season finale.
Okay, great.
If there is a season finale.
Bye. That was Poog. If you enjoyed Poog, please subscribe, rate, and review. If not, we will press charges.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu.
Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu, whenever you're in the mood.
Now we're talking.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.